Nitma bi Azora, Misha says, Venelma mimeno tuma. Misha is a new Kiddush. Let's say when you went into the Beis Hamikdash, you were Tahor. And then inside the Beis Hamikdash, you became Tamei. The Misha says, now if you wait there and do not come out, if you did that b'shoigeg, so you chayev a korban el v'yorit. The Gemara says, Tumah bi Azora menolan. How do we know this Yisoid? Maybe you only chayev if you were Tamei outside and you went inside like you were Matama, the Beis Hamikdash. How do we know if you first came in Tahor and you became Tamei there? Somer Reb Lozo, there's two psukim. Kosu Bechalem, one pasuk says, Es Mishkan Hashem Timei. This person, by going in, when he's Tomei, he's Metama the Mishkan. Because the Bechalem, Es Mikdash Hashem Timei. He's been Metama the base of the Mikdash. So, Imeinu Inu L'tumah Shebachutz, and the Chur of the psukim are staying over. So, for the Tumah, if you're Tomei outside, you do not need it. So, to Nuinu L'tumah Shebachnin, use the second pasuk to say the Chiddush, that even though you were Tor when you first came in, and you first became tummy inside, but if you do not go out right away, you also chayev a korban el v'yorit. So, I ask the question: is this true? O kroy miyatzrei, are these two psukim extra? For mitzvah tzrichim, we need both psukim. The Tanya learned like this: we have Elazar Weimer in Nema Mishkan. If one pasuk says the Mishkan loma nema mikdash, why does the second pasuk say the base of mikdash? If you nema mikdash, if it says loshon of mikdash loma nema mishkan, why does the first pasuk say Mishkan? So it's like this: we need both psukim. Because Ilu Nema Mishkan, if it would just say the Pasuk of Es Mishkan Hashem Timei, for Loi Nema Mikdash, it would not talk about the base of Mikdash, then I would say, Al Mishkan Yechayiv, true, if a person's Tamei walks into the Mishkan, then he's Chayiv a Korban El Aviyar B'Shoigei. Sherei Meshuach Hashem and HaMishkan, because it has tremendous Kedusha of the Mishkan, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshuachit with the special Shem and HaMishkan. But since it's so Kaddish, a Tamei is not allowed to go inside. But the Amidish and the base of Midish that did not have the Shemin HaMishka for the Kedusha, lo yechayiv, maybe they did not have the Korban El Aviyorit. Therefore, I need a second Pasuk of Mikdash. Now the question is, just say the Pasuk of Mikdash, and I will know for sure the Mishkan. No. The Nema Mikdash, for lo Nema Mishkan, I will not say the Pasuk of Mishkan, ha'yis yoyim, and then I will say like this, Amikdash yechayiv, shirei tushasa Kedusha Seilam, because that's the Mokam lo'aylam void that you can only drink a bonus. There's no other makam now. Once they gave kedusha to the Beis Hamikdash, that's the only makam to have kedusha to bring kabonis. Like Rashi says, Sheinach re heta bamas. There's never any more heta to bring kabonis on a bamas once they came to Yerushalayim to Beis Hamikdash. But the Amishkan lo yechayiv. But the Mishkan did not have such a kedusha because we know after the Mishkan there's still heta rabamis. So maybe there's no ister for tamei. Only she not chayiv a korban if a tamei goes into the Mishkan. Lakach nema Mishkan. Lekach nema mikdash. That's why we need both psukim. So they're not extra to teach us that if a person becomes tummy inside, he's chayiv. But rather, you need both psukim if a tummy is out, was tummy outside and he went in, that he's chayiv. So we answer like this: Rabbi Lez, this is what was bothering him. Michti, let's see. Mishkan ikri mikdash. The Mishkan is also called the mikdash. Oh, mikdash ikri Mishkan. And so Nichtav, let's say the two psukim to say the same word twice. Let's say I eidiv yidi mikdash, I eidiv yidi mishkan. If we say mishkan twice, I would also know it means the base of mikdash. If we would have said mikdash twice, I would also know it means the mishkan. Mishkan or mikdash lomali, how can the pasuk changes one time mishkan, one time mikdash? Shmamina tarti, we learn out two things from here. That hu adin, if you're first tamei inside and not walking out, that you chayiv. So let's see. Dishlema mikdash ikre mishkan is called mishkan. The chassid pasuk says, just talking about the mikdash. A mikdash minolan, if you want to tell me midriv. But no, it was talking about the oran. It says they're carrying the oran, and that's called the mikdash. But you have no near to the mikdash, v'shachanti v'seichem. Here the post is talking about the mishkan. So see clearly the post is the mishkash. Oksiv it says, v'chol asher mimar oizchor, es tabnes ha-mishkan. Right after it says clearly the mishkan. You just say mishkan, mishkan, or mikdash. That also, even though you first become from the inside, if you do not walk out right away, you're also chayiv. Then the Mishnah says that if you became tummy inside and you waited there, v'ishtachavoyah, you bow down, or shishoy k'nei ishtachavoyah, you waited there, v'shirah v'ishtachavoyah. Now I'm a rova. L'shonuvela shishtachavah kapi pnim. That's what the Mishnah's mashma, for bowing down alone, yechayiv, and so bow down kapi pnim towards the inside. Av l'shtachavah kapi chutz, bow down, then shoy in. You're only chayiv if you have to wait a few minutes. We'll soon see how long. But loy shor, if you do not wait, you just bow down and walk right out, loy, then you're not chayiv. For bowing down lachutz, you need a shia, you have to wait there also to be chayiv. Again, you became Tomei inside the Beis Hamikdash, and then for some reason you forgot, you got nervous, you forgot that you were Tomei, or you forgot that you're in the Beis Hamikdash, and you wait there, Kedei Yishtach Avoya, so you say, Yechai V'Korban Elu B'Yerit. Rika the Masi, some learn Lo HaSeif on the Sefer. The Sefer says, Oy Sheshoye B'Sei Yishtach Avoya, or else not only do you really bow down, you just wait there the time that it takes you to bow down. So Mechlal, and that's the proof, Yishtach Avoya Gufa, Boy Yeshia, that bowing down itself also needs time. Sama Rava, Loi Shana Womuz, it said, Al Shishtach V'Kalpichus, only if you're bowing down towards the outside, then you also have to wait a little bit. Avakalpi Pinimas, you're bowing down towards the inside, towards the Hechom, then Avakav, the Loi Shoy, even though you do not wait any longer, just this Yishtach Avoya, for that alone you chayiv. Now, V'Hochi comes, this is what the Mishnah means to say, Yishtach Avoya Kalpi Pinim, if you bow down towards the inside, or else, in a case where you're bowing down towards the outside, then you only chayiv, if you also waited there, or shiur kedei yishtach avoya. Then you chayiv. How does it go? This is halacha. Hech yudomi yishtach avoya. What's the case of bowing down? The yisbei shiur. What's called yishtach avoya, that there is time to it? The hech yudomi yishtach avoya, the lesbei shiur. And what's called Yishtachavah, bowing down, that you don't have any extra time to it. So the less Boshiya, Zukriya Biyama, that means you just kneel. You go on your knees and you just kneel down, that's called a fast Yishtachavah, without any Shia, without any waiting to it. For that, if you just kneel down, you only hide if you do that Kalpe Kanim, but if you do a Kalpe Chutz and you get up and walk out right away, you're potter. The Yisbei Shia, what's called Yishtachavah, that takes time, that's Tishut, you're dying for a glayim. You stretch out flat on the ground, your hands straight out, your feet straight out. That's called Yishtach Avoya. The Kama Shir Shiyah, how long does this take? If someone does not really bow down and stray flat out, how long is the time? So Pligibor of Yitzhak Bar Nachmeni, the Chadim, and somebody else with him, Omani, who's the other one? Reb Shimon Ben Pazi. This is the Machlokes. We'll soon see what they both say. The Yamulah, some says like this, Reb Shimon Ben Pazi, the Chadim, and somebody else with him that's arguing. Omani, who's the other one? Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeni. The Yarmulah is something like this. It's Rabbi Shimon ben Achmeni. Rabbi Shimon ben Achmeni. That Chadama commemorate Haif Sukkah. How long it takes you to say this whole Pasuk? The Chadama one says no, from the middle of the Pasuk till the end. Maybe Yichrol the Sefer. Only from the middle of the Pasuk until the end. What's this Pasuk? But it says, V'chol b'nei Yisrael. Royim bereh de seish shukveda Hashem ala boyis vayichru apayim orzom al horitzpo vayishtachu vohoydis l'Hashem ki tov yolam chasdoi. So one says from the beginning of the pasuk, and one says from the middle, from vayichru apayim. You wait a long time to say that pasuk. That's called the shir kadei yishtachu boyim. Torah Rabbanan learned like this. Kida, what is kida? That means al apayim. You just bend down, you put your face on the ground. That's called kida. The Chayin Rem, the Pasuk says, Vatikos Basheva Apayim Eretz. She put her face down to the ground. Kriya, another type of an avoid, the Kriya, Al Birkayim, that means kneeling. You put your knees on the ground. The Chayin Rem, Mikroy Al Birkov, that he bent down his knees on the ground. Hishtach Avoya, what's called bowing down, Hishtach Avoya, Zupishuk Yudayim Raglayim, that means you're straight out, flat on the ground, in the Beis Hamikdash, your hands stretched out and your feet stretched out. The Chayin Rem, the Pasuk says, Havoy nov ani v'yimcho v'mecho v'yachecho l'shtach v'eslecho orzo. That Yaakov said to Yosef, am I going to come with your mother to bow down to your orzo, mamish mamish, on the ground? Boy, you wrote a shout like this. Sorach shiyu l'malkis or yain sorach shiyu l'malkis l'korvin gemiru. That's what the Mishnah says, that you only chayv if you come to me in the Beis Hamikdash and you wait a little bit until you come out, but you have to wait a certain amount of time. Maybe the waiting is only to machayv you a korvin. But Lamalkus like Gemiri. But if you wait there even just 1 second, you're over the lav. Maybe for that you receive Malkus like Gemiri Shia. Or Duma maybe Bifnim Gemiri Shia. Loishna Lakarvin, Loishna Lamalkus Teiku. You have a suffering maybe even to receive Malkus. In fact, you're in the Beis Hamikdash and you're Tomei. You have a lav to go out right away. If you did not go out, you're over lav. So the question is, do you receive Malkus for that or not? Yes. But the question is there a time limit? Do you have to stay in there a time or not? Kadei Shia. Maybe the Mr. Din of Shia is only for a korban when we do it b'shoigei. But if you do it b'mezid, that you chayiv at Malkus, maybe there you chayiv even with a mashu, with a second. That's a teiku. If you have to wait there, Kadei Shia or not, for Malkus, that's a take. All right, we'll stop here.
We're almost up to Yud Zayin. The last command of Tes Zayin of Abayz was Boi Yirova Tzorach Shia L'Malkus Oyein Tzorach Shia L'Malkus. It means if somebody waits inside the Beis Hamikdash, he became Tomei inside the Beis Hamikdash, and the Loch was he's supposed to leave right away. Let's say the Nesir, he doesn't go out. So he doesn't go out, and Agrashi says they warn him, you have to go out, and he doesn't want to go out. So the question is he Chayiv Malkus right away, or does also he first has to wait Kidei Shia? He has to wait as long as it takes to say this posik we had before on Ovechol B'nei Yisrael. He has to wait a few seconds first. So Shaila is LeKorban Gemira Shia, but LeMalkus LeGemiri. That our Mishnah says you have to have a Shia, you have to wait. That's only to Mechayiv you a Korban. If you do it B'Shege, if you forgot that you're Tamei B'Shege, then you have to have a Shia. But maybe LeMalkus, there's no such halacha. But LeMalkus, like Gemira Shia, we don't know, we didn't learn you have to have a Shia.